dark. Animated blood beat. Sound slash
not as easy as it sounds. Most people, normal people, do just about anything to avoid a fight.
Excuse me. Spread me with your hose. I don't know. That's not necessary.
Hey, go! Hold that one! Put
the hose down.
We need to talk.
Okay. Where to begin? With your constant absenteeism? Presentable appearance? You're up for review.
And Jack's complete lack of surprise.
What?
Let's pretend. You're the Department of Transportation, okay? Someone informs you that this company installs front seat mounting brackets that never pass collision tests, brake linings that fail after 1,000 miles, and fuel injectors that explode and burn people alive. What then?
Human voice. I have one. It's being altered by various tools. Just to be completely honest, it's an old technology, before it got really, really bad. So bad that it could be a subterfuge for the secret, miraculous good things that are embedded in it, or under it, or even right in front of it. You know, we're dealing with human beings who are extremely limited. We might see. So the thing that balances a big extreme is sometimes a little extreme of the same kind. Our general class. Or if we're dividing it into two halves, let's say. So we just have to learn to allow success. I guess let's reduce it down to that. But we're Americans. We're one of the least successful countries in the world. So much so that we have success icon gods. I'm not coming here to bury America in a mass grave, kept secret for 28 years by sections of the American military forces, their government handlers and corporate financiers. No, I'm not here to do that. I wouldn't want to do that. Because everybody's doing it anyway. But besides, everything's everything, and that's no worse than something the third guy over from you did this very day, right here. More or less. Don't want to lose our perspective.
Are you threatening me?
No.
Get the fuck out of here. You're fired.
I have a better solution.
So there's a big smoke screen over the whole crime scene. Police tape isn't even used. The area is so big and unquantifiable. Infrared photography may be used, however. Dress in orange, drab, gray. Like type AB negative. Have a bigger window of freedom. WZBC out of Newton. Generating an audio signal line in stereophonic twins or relatives. No big wolf. But we got some. And somebody's got to use that radio. It's a convenient machine.
You keep me on the payroll as an outside consultant. And in exchange for my salary, my job will be never to tell people these things that I know.
It's a big crime scene. It's happening everywhere. And the usual suspects are many. Larger than our statistical sampling pool, or whatever the intimate words are these days for the in, not out people in the group. Gotta have those because we are human. There is minimum requirements to be met at all times.
I don't even have to come into the office. I can do this job from home.
Who the fuck do you think you are, you crazy little shit? Security?
I am Jax Smirking Revenge. Oh!
Oh! What the hell are you doing? Why would you do that? Oh my God! No! Please stop! Oh. Oh. What are you doing? Oh God, no, please! No!
For some reason, I thought of my first fight with Tyler.
No!
Man took for granted Something horrible had been growing.
Now look, give me the paychecks like I asked, and you won't ever see me again.
And right then, at our most excellent moment together.
Oh, thank God. Please don't hit me again. Please.
Telephone, computer, fax machine, 52 weekly paychecks, and 48 airline flight coupons. We now had corporate sponsorship.
The answer to the big mass conundrum came from a very low probability extremely subgroup, essentially non-existent, and unknown completely except for the very subharmonics that all resonant things give out. Since everything's universal and unique in the human experience. And so there have been sub-references pretty much in everything all through the memory of supposed recorded time and various altered state experiences sub-indexed to the official but it'll seemingly come out of the blue. But the subsidiary factors of the concept have been put around quite a bit. Just the core essential core belief upon everything which swings has been essentially completely deleted on purpose, of course.
This is how Tyler and I were able to have Fight Club every night of the week.
New metaphysics, scary guys, you mean? Friendly neighborhood radio dispensary station. Hiding under extreme anonymity for pleasure reasons and reasons that have no reason to them at all, of course. Most of the best kind of a lot of things are like that. My personal favorites most of the time.
Dollar zero and number and KHC at X dollars grav accent percent grav accent at L grav accent V R Y period B D 5 F.
Pure inductive thought train right there. The worst kind, public enemy number one. That's what denying God will get you, my friends. Denying wholeness, oneness, and looping effect will get you that. Just one and one of nothing at all. Not a chance of synergy either. So watch out.
And somebody comes to him and says, how did you get to be chairman of the board, General Motors? Do you really believe he said? Well, I just showed up for work and they started promoting me. And first thing, here you know, here I am, chairman of the board, General Motors. No, I think you know that that is not the way that it happened.
And we're pretty sure of the fact that he killed the president alone, although it took them 4 more hours before they even charged him with that crime in Dallas. Not for me, is it? Well, a cover story was being put out, like we would in a black opera.
What about you? Are you a wandering generality? Or are you a meaningful specific?
Where was this one picked up?
This one's out of New York, and it's in mint condition.
Well, that is the promise.
You can look it up on the internet. The guy here in Texas, my husband, knows him. We're going to go down and talk to him one of these days.
Lisa Stein, unemployed, 5 feet 7 inches. Now, here's an interesting one. Robert Monroe, photographer, 6 foot 1 inches. Ben Caswell, photographer, 6 foot 1 inches. Richard Brandis, graphic designer, 5 foot 11 inches. Blake Mertz, unemployed, 5 foot 1 inch.
How many of you are in the world of selling? Would you mind holding up your hands, please? One of the major problems we have in the world of selling, a lot of times the salesperson is out selling. And although they're out there physically, what they're saying mentally is, I need to be home with the family.
There is a slightly...
had to be used, looked at with a dark field microscope. You know how small that is?
There is a circle. There is a process. It begins with consideration. Initiation. The need to control... that lifts, that rises to a sense of clarity and purity. Out of that clarity and purity, beyond the need to control, comes the need to change. And beyond the need to change, follows implementation in its correspondence to initiation, follows consciousness, greater consciousness, in its correspondence to consideration.
Very quickly, a figure of 2 million killed was hit upon. In fact, what was claimed was that the Khmer Rouge boast of having murdered 2 million people.
WZBC.org, 56 clicks streaming right now. Fraction of a second delay, of course. Archive shows, newmetaphysics.com, studio475.com/newmetaphysics. (617) 552-4686.
Case of atrocities committed by the official enemy, extraordinary show of outrage, exaggeration, no evidence required, fake photographs are fine, anything goes. Also, vast amount of lying.
And then when they're home with the family, physically, they're saying mentally, I ought to be out in the field selling. And so when they're out in the field, they're really back at home. And when they're back at home, they're really out in the field. And they ain't never nowhere.
I said, "Are you okay?" And she started saying things like, "Please don't hurt me, please don't hurt me," and crying. I'm like, "Margie, what are you talking about? Don't come any closer, don't come any closer, don't hurt me." And she didn't know who I was.
The bridge is clarity and purity that moves one from the need to control into the need to change. The eighth step is wisdom and knowing. It will be through these motivations and through these venues that the faces of creation manifestation will come during this year 2002. It is through these venues that the lost, hidden, or mysterious face of mystery will finally show itself, so that the art can be revealed, and in its revelation, the art can be mastered.
To see, hear his shock, to know that at the end of the film, we can like this man.
So, I understand now that you hobnob with the hobnob.
Andy did more than manipulate the media. Andy really, in my opinion, was one of the primary inventors of the affect that media has now. People don't remember, but there used to be many less celebrities, for instance. There were a few celebrities. Now, celebrities, I would say, constitute a real segment of the population, you know. And Andy was, I think, not solely, but largely responsible for that. Andy made fame more famous.
Unfortunately, it won't be out of my shop until Monday. But by then, I'll also have the necessary papers ready with the new ID numbers.
Fine. Then we'll contact you on Monday.
Okay. Are you sure you have to go now? The party's just beginning to pick up.
Well, you know how we hate to leave one of your parties, Miss Brookhurst, but you do have a prior engagement.
Okay, then. I'll be hearing from you on Monday.
Eleanor Brookhurst.
Oh, I've heard of her. Isn't she the one who's always throwing those exclusive private parties?
She's the one and the same, and known for her exquisite taste throughout the state.
back here. Hot wires, wait.
All right, well, hey, show the girls out to the pool, will you?
Good evening, Miss Brookhurst.
Ma'am?
Hello, boys. Have a seat. Late again, huh? Tom and Juan are down at the warehouse waiting for you.
Talking to the phone.
You go down there and let them in so they can load Baby into the trailer.
Are you there?
Now, you know the plan. I want you to make sure they get everything they need. Oh, and come right back. I have a car I want you to hotwire.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and another thing. Get a hold of Jack and Pete and tell them the go date is tomorrow. Yeah? I'll be right down there in 20 minutes.
So that's what I do. I basically don't play anything. But I mix it together so that, people are fooled into thinking that it's an arcane kind of art form of some kind. And I'm one of those people, so it works. See? Now, I don't know what to do now.
That was Tom. They're waiting for you, so you'd better be on your way.
$4 QY 4 $812 XUWJ0DV5 T.
People today complain of lack of time. It's not lack of time that's the problem, it's the lack of direction. Are you a wandering generality? Or are you a meaningful specific?
In very quick summary. During that 2002, this year of creation and manifestation, there will be those who will come to the consideration that, by golly, maybe they should take charge here, maybe they should get involved, maybe they should consider creating for themselves. Consideration will be perhaps all they realize during this year, but that will be where it focuses for some. Others already have considered that they should get about the business of creating, but they haven't done it. Best laid plans and all, this will be a time of initiation for them, of initiating the creation that they know they need to do. Others, beyond considering and beyond even initiating, will, out of fear or panic or whatever constricting emotional configuration, will feel an urgency in the need to control. Perhaps they will see it as necessity, perhaps they will see it as duty and obligation. Perhaps it'll be nothing more than desire. Consideration, initiation, the need to control, may be what the year of initiation, rather the year of creation and manifestation, is to many among the consensus. But even there, there will be those who will reach a clarity and purity, who will cross that bridge into the something more. For you, the magician, who have long ago considered and initiated and have come to the need to control and have moved beyond it, you already have the clarity and purity that many may reach. What is pinnacle for some, clarity and purity, is a place you have long ago reached. For you, in many ways, this year of creation and manifestation begins beyond the fourth step, begins at that fifth step, begins with that need to change. Maybe it will show itself as necessity or desire, as we say, but ultimately it will express itself as preference and curiosity. Your preference to change, your curiosity about what Cheons come to do us. That's where it may begin for you this year. Beyond that, the implementation, as we say. To implement now more fully, more beautifully, more graciously. The magic that you know, the creation and manifestation that is well within your grasp. And it may come this year for you that the emphasis is beyond the need to change and beyond the need for implementation. But that creation and manifestation will be much more about becoming more conscious and becoming a greater consciousness. And out of that seventh step can come that eighth step, the voice that does not speak but is voice. That eighth step that can lift you to the next octave, to the next dimension. That eighth step that can lift you beyond the process.
Buffalo with a bow and arrow. He killed a Bengal tiger. He killed a really out in the field, and they ain't never nowhere. You deserve a bigger home, to be a million-dollar producer, to have an outstanding mate, or beautiful, well-disciplined children who are productive. If you don't think you deserve them, do things that will keep you from getting them.
Anyway, after I came back, I asked myself, why was I, the chief of special ops, selected to travel to the South Pole at that time to do a job that any number of others could have done? And I wondered if it could have been because one of my routine duties, if I had been in Washington, would have been to arrange for additional security in Texas, so I decided to check it out.
cupcakes. Enjoying yourselves?
Yeah. Really nice.
Dave and Rich had to run an errand for me, so just make yourselves at home.
Sure, we'll be fine.
Enjoying yourself, cupcake.
I believe that if Prime Minister Ariel Sharon would say to Arafat, we're going to stop building settlements on the West Bank, and we wait, and we will stop assassinating the leaders that we think are against us, in return, you go and tell Hezbollah and Hamas to stop strapping bombs on people and coming into crowded areas, killing our people. Give him something to go with.
Let's look at number one. Let's sell you on the idea of having goals. Are they important? At Yale University in 1953, they did a study of the graduating seniors. They discovered that of the graduating seniors, only 3% of them had definite, predetermined, written down goals.
So sieht's gut aus, Schatzi. NS, kein Problem, hat sie mir gesagt, ne, am Telefon. Wahrlich, wahrlich.
Simpson, to notify him and take care of the kids. This man, this perjury, this racist, this genocidal racist, this is the man.
Do you have any children?
I don't.
So I mean, say we had like a niece or a nephew, or you had a son or daughter. Somebody told you that there's a lion on the hill, and tomorrow that lion's going to come down and maul your child. That's just a fact. It's going to happen. Now, to prevent that lion from mauling your child, you're going to go and get that lion and destroy it, because you never want your child to go through that kind of physical pain or agony. In the same way, they say that all the races are the lions coming to attack the white children. So if you don't do something, your white child's never going to have a future.
Fundamental fairness of the process as a whole.
I don't think so. I really haven't thought of it that way.
We are here today to certify the results of the election that occurred November 7th, 2000.
You want a recount?
What?
Recount!
Oh, of all the juvenile things I've ever heard.
You will not get my vote. And I hope that is the one vote that makes you lose the money.
I hope all Americans agree that the will of the people, not a computer glitch, should select our next president.
This sort of thing has cropped up before.
and it has always been due to human error.
Wisdom. Not the wisest. Not a competitive thing to other people's wisdom. But the development of one's own.
20 years later, they did another survey of those seniors who had graduated. They discovered that the 3% who had committed their goals to paper had accomplished more than the 97%.
Comparing and competing with other people's wisdom is an excuse not to develop your own, in many cases, not always. Sometimes it's a conditioned response out of a consensus reality, so riddled still with its chauvinism. But many times, the concerns about competing and comparing one's wisdom to another is an excuse, a justification for not developing one's own. It is a distraction. Because you see, there's always going to be someone wiser than you.
Who had not written them down. What about you personally? Have you got your goals laid out? Are you a meaningful specific, or are you a wandering generality?
Allow your energy to flow up and out into the candle. You may feel negativity or have negative thoughts. Don't pay any attention to their content. Just release them into the flame. If you feel your energy dropping back down inside of you as though you were going into a trance, blow out the candle and stop the meditation. The idea is to keep the energy flowing up and out and into the flame.
Those were the years after the ice caps had melted because of the greenhouse gases. And the oceans had risen to drown so many cities along all the shorelines of the world. Amsterdam, Venice, New York, forever lost.
He was portraying a society that had as his gods Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, and Jackie Kennedy.
These stairs, I'd be gone. He's dead.
touch me, I felt really hot.
This sure is real unusual stuff to be doing at a social work conference, and that someone like Bella Ruth could draw so many people and so many people were interested was, to me, a real powerful statement about the acceptance. I mean, we all come from different philosophies and frameworks and work with different populations. If everybody can, at least it can be acceptable to listen to your heart and to discuss things in that way, everybody would be able to take care of themselves and other people in a much better manner.
Have you ever had a dream, Neo, that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world?
This can't be what?
Be real?
It's going into replication.
Hey, boss, it's still nothing.
It's gone. It's gone.
Tank, we're going to need a signal soon.
Is that a fibrillation?
APOC, location.
Targeting almost there.
He's going into arrest.
Lock, I got him. Now, Tank, now.
Displaced. Climate became chaotic. Hundreds of millions of people starved in poorer countries. Elsewhere, a high degree of prosperity survived when most governments in the developed world introduced legal sanctions to strictly licensed pregnancies, which was why robots, who were never hungry and who did not consume resources beyond those of their first manufacture, were so essential an economic link in the chainmail of society.
Yes, he will. He's gonna lie.
artificial being has been the dream of man since the birth of science. Birth of science. Not merely the beginning of the modern age, when our forebears astonished the world with the first thinking machines. Create an artificial being has been the dream of man's.
The girl came into my class today in a culotte costume, and it looked just about, you know, it was looks as sporty as this. If it were on someone with slimmer legs, I think it might look good. So if we get a model Friday, could you find someone to model it Friday with real thin legs, honey? And girls, look, don't wear culottes to school because you all look just like that. Your legs are all too heavy for the stuff. Don't wear them so short; they look miserable. I love you. Goodbye. Okay, next. Let's see. Now, I think that this young lady, she's got a leg problem, too. If she did something about those stockings, she might well look better. Could you get a matching pink or flesh-colored stocking for Friday? Yeah, something that fits in. A salmon color. Or white.
Yeah, white.
Or white. All right. We'd like to see you again on Friday. What's your number, honey?
Yes.
Number 14, and you will take care of that. We aren't even asking you about it, because I think she's got a pretty nice color here. It looks good.
She's got a good
color. And it's the leg thing that makes it difficult.
Und alles, was ist, dauert 3 Sekunden. Eine Sekunde für vorher, eine für nachher, eine für mittendrin.
You really know how to make me feel guilty, man. Your own son. Ah, it's the Buick.
Hi, my name's Sean. My name's Sean.
Ah, nigga! You like my 5-0 decals? Ah! I'm gonna get a 92 Camaro. 92 Camaro. I'm gonna be a famous rapper. 50,000 Republican credits will be fine. Nieder Laden.
Ah!
Ah! Dunlop. $1, embers, nickels, pickles, peppers, onions, $20, bumpers, stickers. Creep! Break! Nope. 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 Be the man. You guys looking for somebody? How many people part of you? 3? Four people proud of me. Be the best.
Don't take your job off.
Wo die Sekunden ins blaue Meer fliegen. Und wenn ich nicht hier
Ecstasy, yeah, is the soft and lovely flesh, huggable and kissable, and that's very good. But beyond ecstasy are bones, what we call hard facts of everyday life. Incidentally, we shouldn't forget to mention the soft facts. There are many of them. But in the hard fact, if you say, what we mean, the world as seen in an ordinary, everyday state of consciousness.
Are goals necessary? I'm going to say emphatically yes. Can you imagine the chairman of the board, General Motors, and somebody comes to him and says, how did you get to be chairman of the board, General Motors? Promotement. First thing, here you know, here I am, chairman of the board, General Motors. No, I think you know that that is not the way that it happened. Selling. Would you mind holding up your hands, please? One of the major problems we have in the world of selling, a lot of times the salesperson is out selling. And although they're out there physically, what they're saying mentally is, I need to be home with the family. And then when they're home with the family, physically, they're saying mentally.
Whiny crybaby. He lost, and he thinks he should have won.
Secretary Cheney and I are honored and humbled to have won the state of Florida.
And now, my friends, in a phrase I once addressed to others, it's time for me to go.
Someone always who will be wiser than you, so you will never win the competition. I'm not going to develop my wisdom until I know it's wiser than anybody else's.
Dr. Schultz is a double doctor. With an MD and PhD, she has a medical practice in Maine and is the author of Awakening Intuition.
Probably all very nice people, but not what you would do. Not really God.
It used to be enough to own a house and have children, send them to good school. If you went to high school, they went to college. But that isn't enough now. That's what the obsession with things like the Inquirer and gossip is, that the need to be celebrated, that everybody pay attention. I'm special. Everybody has to look at me, and that's what he meant. I think everybody will be famous for 15 minutes. You too.
Says then, inferentially, he didn't plant the glove. Now we know about these photographs, when they were taken. And you look, you'll have that contact sheet, and you'll see a photograph of Mr. Cole Brown Simpson. And the last two on this roll, taken at nighttime with the flash at 4:30 or so in the morning. Why else is this important? Because they're going to tell you, well, he didn't have an opportunity to get the glove or get access to anything. Remember, they brought all these police officers in here, including Lieutenant Spangler, to say, well, you know, we were just watching Furman the whole time. First of all,
selling. And so when they're out in the field, they're really back at home, and when they're back... And yet I'm going to look at you dead center and say to you, I could spend 20 minutes with you, and at the end of that 20 minutes, Dick, I could have any man in this audience, or any woman in this audience.
And then I would probably take Thomas Harding's poetry.
Poetry touchy?
Yeah, Harding rather than Eliot. Harding's poetry is sober, compassionate, engaging, difficult, though on the surface, very sing-song-like with the rhyming and so forth. But it touches me on a very, very deep.
Let me ask you about.
Saw these unusual objects.
Yes, you covered that very nicely in CNI News and also on this program as well.
Exactly. Well, we've just had several more of these, which is why I wanted to give context for any of your listeners who don't, who haven't heard this yet, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it's happened again.
Wow.
This one that I'm about to tell you about happened on December the 12th, and some of your listeners may have actually seen it on the television news. This
guided parental notions.
Hey, our last one, and I think this young lady's done a lovely job of really putting some style into this particular garment. Let's see how she looks.
And you would almost have to mix them in some of your husband's water and down them.
You do, and you have to mix this other stuff that that guy...
When you do your work as a medical intuitive, how does that work?
Michaels, waitress, 5'3". Ted Emish, bookstore owner, 6'4".
There are plenty of places in the world where a kid dying is pretty common, but we can't deal with it because a dead child is the greatest failure of a culture that believes it's reversed the order of nature.
I have one of the initial copies, not the final release, because that was under the terms of the agreement that I'd be able to view it. And I.
You may find that temporary. And often the way it is done is make sure you surround yourself with the unwise. And oh, what company you end up keeping. But I'm the wisest one here. Which is really sad, isn't it? One would hope that in your circle of friends there's always someone wiser. At least at times, wiser than you. Our point, though, part of the foundation, part of building that preparation foundation and taking that initiatory action is to be wise, not in comparison and competition with others, but to be conversant, to be conscious of your own sense of wisdom. The power of the possible. The future, choice, wisdom, the fifth component, empowerment.
Out of line.
Yeah,
that feels good.
It was Troy.
We know where you are right now
by looking at the response to comparable atrocities for which the United States was responsible.
You're totally naked. He suffers all kinds of socks here.
Two socks.
Are they pink?
They're a little bit dirty.
Oh, man. See, that's... See, no offense.
Do you hear this?
She's better at it than you are.
Yeah.
Do you hear how good he is? Sit on my lap, Benji.
How long have you been doing a girl on the phone?
All I know is it's really disturbing talking to Benji as a girl, but staring at Benji, and you see that, like, the back of his fat neck looks like a pack of hot dogs.
But you should have seen the girls that worked there. There was literally, like, big, heavy, fat grandmother.
Yeah, I know, but they have some imagination, probably. They have brains.
They know. No one cared.
No one cared.
If you walked into his room, where he's creating these database libraries, you'd flip.
Because this girl is horrible.
Apparently, you don't have to do much. The guy gets on the phone, he hears a female voice, he's ready to
go. I'm instigating everything with this
chick.
Are you wearing panties?
It's all SCSI drive interface, and he's doing
and
like
you know what I'm
10
saying?
To 12
yeah,
guys
I do,
at once.
But
take a
you
little
know,
pride in your work. I know it's a horrible job.
A
maybe
you
get somewhere if you really put something into it.
Yeah.
But Benji had his eyes closed. He's really in it.
Yeah. You're good. Thanks, man. Now, call me anytime, seriously. Thanks.
It's kind of hard when you're not allowed to say certain words.
Yeah, sure.
I've done it that way.
What is it, Mike?
That is really no different from the world of supreme ecstasy. Well, it's rather like this. Let's suppose, as so often happens, you think of ecstasy as insight, as seeing light. There's a Zen poem which says, a sudden crash of thunder, the mind doors burst open, and there sits the ordinary old man.
Confusion and uncertainty and paranoia.
numbers 24 and 26. All night parking for commercial vehicles.
Merely the beginning of the modern age, when our forebears astonished the world with the first thinking machines, primitive monsters that could play chess. How far we have come. The artificial being is a reality, a perfect simulacrum, articulated in limb, articulate in speech, and not lacking in human response. And even pain memory response. How did that make you feel? Angry? Shocked?
I don't understand.
What did I do to your feelings?
You did it to my hand.
One Korean physician, very traditional. They come in, they get diagnosed, they get treated, they get their medicines. The other one are people who don't want a physician. In fact, they sign a release form that acknowledges that I'm not doing that, I'm not diagnosing or treating them. But what they are wanting is someone who knows only their name and their age and doesn't see them to educate them on what specific situations are going on in their emotional life, with what specific situations are going on in certain organs of their body. And what they say at the end is, I say, does this make sense? Because I'm balancing now my intellect with my intuition. And they say, yes, for example, I knew that that nameless discomfort in my abdomen was telling me for years that something was wrong with my job, but I refused to listen to it. I refused to watch that warning light on my dashboard of life. And as a result, this went on for years, and I eventually developed an ulcer. People who learn to change how they approach their work and try to, we'll say, smooth over their competitive spirit, their ulcers can get better.
When you're able to make these connections for people, are they surprised, or do they then realize that, no, this does make sense, that there is some connection between what they're doing, what they're feeling, and how they're living?
The next step is to immediately teach that individual how to listen to the intuition in their own body. The point is that men in certain jobs, when they grow old, they start to get heart problems. Women in relationships that are not nurturing, they tend to be at a higher risk for breast cancer.
There's no need for air conditioning. We've got so much air already.
Yeah, but it's sticky, ugly, mosquito-ridden.
Oh, it's so unnatural in the city. Oh, you know, please. Yes, that's right.
Because why? Because Mother Nature always presented a problem for the human race, okay? Up there you get poison ivy, poison oak, look at this. It's all poison, possibly poison. There's things shuffling around in there.
Monsieur Le Comte, I'm going to make an example of you.
Get ready.
Well, but confession must be made in the spirit of contrition.
Have you come in a spirit of contrition?
Now, we really talked about being able to lighten up so quickly here, didn't we? That seemed a hairpin turn. I know there's a lot of talk.
Licentiousness?
Because this was a very funny moment.
And it is in this mix, in this circle, that begins where it ends and ends where it begins.
There's the rub. Undress. At Cybertronics of New Jersey, the artificial being has reached its highest form. Universally adopted mecha, the basis for hundreds of models serving the human race in all the multiplicity of daily life.
Ink Eradicator, Ant Farms.
He's a whale. Mm. Which it looks like, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. Look at him on a day when there's a real rip.
What's a rip?
A rip, commission. That's why we work here.
No, I still don't know how it works.
A $2 rip,
mm-hmm.
which is unheard of anywhere on Wall Street.
Right.
Means that we're walking away with $2 for every share we sell. Real money. It's opportunity. Jesus, Craig, you showing where the bathroom is yet?
Yeah, Seth, I showed you where Chris's desk is, right?
So, but
Richie.
No, how does Michael afford that?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
If he's doing it, he's making money. The point is, service your client right, and he'll be back for more. Show him a 3% return, and I'll trust you to watch his kids for the weekend.
That's far enough. But we have no reason to congratulate ourselves. We are rightly proud of it. But what does it amount to? Sheila, open. A sensory toy with intelligent behavioral circuits using neuron sequencing technology as old as I am.
immigrant workers from out of state if they go on strike?
Move. We'll show how Black can get out of this situation in a number of ways. The first thing Black can do, of course, is to move his king. For instance, to squares B7, A8, or A6.
Except the two men fighting. The leader walked through the crowd, out in the darkness. Tyler was now involved in a class action lawsuit with the Pressman Hotel over the urine content of their soup. I am Jack's wasted life.
One, it is possible to keep your body beyond the normal lifespan. And secondly, there's people that are actually doing it.
WZBC from Newton on the Potomac. Across the river from the seat of great power in the geopolitical pop arena, which does seem to affect real people, but who really knows what that means anymore? The metaphysics, the Right Honorable Gary Geiserman, knitted into it without an ostensible grid to guide one. Language is a complete system, even arbitrarily used by highly limited humans at various place and times. And like many things around this holographic game board, besides the transcendence, there's full accessibility always, at all times. And that's a good thing. Holographically speaking and all. The space and time do funny things to the field that they give birth to and are given birth from. By the off-planet being. It's holographic, but you're asymmetrically deposited in there. And language being what it is and all, sort of the river Styx between the hemispheres and everything. Always a good pipeline for transport which exists in space, of course. One of the primary concepts of that concept and moments are played out very importantly in a timeline. It's kind of a strange thing to do to oneself, but very good for simulated slow-mo, which is always valuable in a learning situation. And believe me, speed is relative. It is related.
They're called ascended masters for the most part, and for the most part, they're hanging out in the Himalayas.
WZBC.org, streaming audio, some web splatter, of course, also. Schedule of no commercial potential programming on there. Very old and very sketchy, but it's essentially correct. That's pretty close for around here. Palace of Chaos. Small trade-off for complete mass market radio freedom. That's a good little plaything. Good to have around, kick around.
There's a real interesting set of books.
Well, I will go.
Books that is. And they also discovered that they were in the hundreds.
He's the one that's responsible for creating the database and putting it on SCSI drive disk and sending it out. So,
617-552-4686. Telephony for important message. Language firewall in place. You know what to do. NewMetaphysics.com, of course. Subsidiary of Disney now, I believe. Talking to one of my attorneys. At ONI, of course. Always black ops for me. Unlimited budget. Monsters of the Realm. Plus, they keep secrets so well. It's a whole underground tunnel system for transport. Always an important concept around here. Not good in Boston, however. Motion is an Eastern property, and culturally, this area has been abused by various UK denizens. Sort of drunk with power and forgot why they came and everything. So it's a dunderhead kind of geopolitical substrate in the Boston area here. But that's just one thin layer, my friends, and it's holographic, so everything is here, just a different key or a song system or what have you.
Signals through the flames, webbed fingers. Travail.
Little micro mini sampling clip there from one of the greatest movies ever made, Savages. Written by the man, a wild man, an underground critter who, because of certain narrow twistings of the geopolitical popular song, wound up being known popularly for his bizarre underground, not usually ever known about except by a small, very small number of people. Therefore, anonymous great media talent. They're all over. Have been for eons of recorded and unrecorded time. Since before there was a TV Guide, even, which is now owned by News Corp, Murdoch, the worst of the multi-global five big giant media broomstick up the brown highway conductors. News Corp, Fox, detestable. Among the detestable. Anything they touch turns to corporate low-level Dell computer-like crap. The worst of the worst of corporate capitalist butchering of organic or inorganic, conscious or unconscious matter around here. And of course, studio475.com/newmetaphysics. It's the foreign language version. It's a rotating circuit of foreign language. Keep an eye out for that one.
In the tea. Trouble down the line.
And he paid me $100 to leave it to S&M. But I said, okay, I'll tie you there, but I don't want to get tied there. So it was okay. So he said, you can do anything. Of course, you do anything you want. I said, okay. So I tied him down. Well, and he had no clothes. I tied him down, gagged his mouth, robbed him, and left.
What are you looking for?
Aspirin. I know there was a bottle of aspirin in here.
Yeah, I took some earlier.
You did? Are you okay?
Yeah. Why?
You found it, didn't you? You found it and kept it for yourself.
What's going on with you?
Nothing.
You're wearing my shirt.
Fuck!
What is this, like a date?
Sort of.
Oh, no way. You're dating the square dancing guy? Weird.
Weird why?
No, I get it. He's hot. The kind of generic Banana Republic kind of way.
Claire, I really need that aspirin bottle.
David, I really don't have it. What was in there?
He gave me some pills. And now I'm going to have to say, sorry, I lost them because I'm this old guy geek and I'm completely uncool in this world in which you seem to thrive, you perfect distillation of human evolution.
Okay, is this split personality thing like something that happens when mom goes out of town? Because I like you like this way better.
Widely reported in print, but it did make TV news on CNN and some other stations.
A contemporary or several contemporaries.
It's the degradation of the black body as well as the exploitation of black labor.
And into the thousands of years of age. So I was drowned in this. I had 12 years worth of drowning in this. And to me, the idea of a person being 52,000 years old, I said, sure, why not?
With permission. Authoring and giving yourself permission to claim and demand as a magician.
Association a little over two and a half years ago and addressed the Bar Association and asking for them to help us in reforming our legal system. I pointed out at that conference that America has 5% of the world's population, but 70% of the world's lawyers. Many of us have been trying to figure out a way to eliminate or certainly reduce the frivolous lawsuits that are anti-competitive, that cost jobs. One way that we can, in fact, begin to seriously reduce those frivolous lawsuits is simply to pass a law that says the loser of the lawsuit pays the winner's legal fees. And that's going to be voted on in the Congress this year. George Bush's vice president, I headed the Competitiveness Council. And we were the ones that said no to the federal bureaucrats. They were trying to get all the regulations through, and the White House said, We want to have an economic impact statement. We want you to calculate the risks and the benefits. And they had to go back and approve their case rather than just passing on these regulations, which costs money, which is a form of indirect taxation. And we said no, and today a Republican Congress is carrying out what the Competitiveness Council did for 4 years under George Bush by just saying no, that we want more proof before these regulations come about, and furthermore, we are considering a moratorium, and that would be good for the country.
The bullseye more consistently.
Let me say, this year there will be a vote in the
than Howard Hill could have on the best day he ever had.
And we will continue
provided we blindfolded Howard Hill and turned him around so he would not know which direction he was facing. And you rather obviously laugh and say, Ziegler, that's silly, of course. How could a man hit a target he could not see?
I believe that my work on mapping the impulse pathways in a single neuron can enable us to construct a mecca of a qualitatively different order. I propose that we build a robot who can love.
Things best forgotten. Faded carpets.
What's up?
Hi.
What's up, man?
I need an ATM.
So what's going on?
Nothing. He just sat there and told me that a girl was really hot. Which she was. I totally was in agreement with it.
Yeah.
I'm the type of girl that goes to strip clubs, hangs out, right. Like watches pornos, gets turned on by other girls and other girls.
That's a good
and
one.
The minute he says something rude to me, I walk away. And the first second I walk away, some guy says, hi, what's your name? I'm like, Missy. Next thing you know, he comes up. What are you doing? You're talking to some guy. Yeah. Freaks out. All of a sudden, I'm a total lush whore. Like,
you accuse me of looking at some girl.
Okay, you did it again and again and again. The minute I walked away, is it my fault that some guy came up to me and started talking to me?
No, we were leaving and you took off. Why did you take off?
Because you went a little out of line. You crossed the boundaries. I swear on my tits, I did not introduce myself to that
guy.
But
you sat there and liked it. You enjoyed that.
I liked it. You walked up before I could even say my name is Missy.
What if I would have left you there?
Guys.
Huh? What would have happened?
I knew you wouldn't leave me there because you're so psycho. I knew you'd track me down.
I'm not psycho. I just care about you. That's
no, I just knew you would track me down. I knew there was no chance in hell that I would talk to one person for 5 minutes because you would track me down.
No, I just care about you. And I don't want you.
I swear on my vagina, I knew you'd track me down.
What's your point? What are you trying to make?
My point is, number one, I did not throw myself on anyone. I walked away from you for 2 feet.
All right.
And number two, it's not a bad thing that I'm getting hit on. It's a bad thing if I don't get hit on. Okay?
What's the big deal about looking at it?
It's absolutely fine with me.
No, it's not absolutely fine because this is the whole thing that's bringing
up.
Wait,
fuck you for a minute.
All right,
answer the question.
All right.
Did you tell me that you were looking at her?
After you're like...
No, wait, you can't answer the question because you're always...
All right,
he's been lying his whole life, so it's so hard for
me
to be honest. Okay, shh. Listen to me. Did you not say that about that girl?
Yes, after, I'm like, yeah, I saw her. I wasn't checking her out. Did I fuck her? Was I like, you know?
Wait, what do I do wrong in our relationship? What do I do wrong?
Listen.
No, I want you to answer.
You're a good girlfriend, but miss you.
Wait, no. How am I a bad girlfriend?
You're not a bad girlfriend, but
okay,
miss it out.
Stop trying to, like, cover everything up with the fucking sly little...
I'm not trying to cover...
Shut up.
All right.
Shut up.
All right.
Shut up and listen to me, and then you can talk.
Go ahead.
You admitted you were looking at her. You admitted she was looking at you.
So that gives you the right to go flirt with other guys?
He won't even let me ever finish.
Because you're wrong right now.
I said, I think she is pretty, too. I would look at her, too.
What the problem?
Okay. But get up and leave. I figure I'm going to play little Missy tricks, right? I walk.
I killed my wife.
I know it, Richard. I know it.
Demand of him that he should rein in those in Hamas and Hezbollah who are willing to die for liberation.
Love. But we ship thousands of lover models every month.
Of course, your own best customer, Shiatsu-sama.
Quality control is very important.
Tell me, what is love?
Love is first widening my eyes a little bit and quickening my breathing a little and warming my skin and...
years ago. He learned how to stay alive. And essentially, the key is learning how to breathe in a certain way, and also learning how to use the mind consciously.
Natural. Oh, and the city is so dirty, they're always telling you. Hey, the city's dirty. What's that around your house there, huh? What is this stuff we're stepping on, right? What is this called? Dirt. Exactly. In the city, we have something like an all-purpose covering called cement, and it's washable. You can wash it off. You wash this stuff off, and it's mud, all right? That's dirty, okay? And they're always like, oh, and there's rats in the city. Yeah, there's rats in the city. But what is that all around your house? What are those things scurrying around your house? They're like, oh, those are just muskrats. Well, they might smell better, but they are rats.
Pretty good question. Here's another one. How can you hit a target you do not have? Have you got one? Are you a wandering generality? Or are you a meaningful specific? Are you going to work tomorrow because that's what you did yesterday? If that's the reason you're going tomorrow, you won't be as good tomorrow as you were yesterday because you're 2 days older and no closer to the goal you do not have.
The goal you do not have.
of people don't have goals because of fear. I want to skip one and talk about this one just for a moment. I'll be leaving on an airplane tomorrow for Toledo, Ohio. I got sense enough to know that some of those airplanes are coming down faster than they're going up. It's dangerous for that plane to fly.
WZBC out of Newton, right in the heart of the place between Newton and Brookline, Massachusetts, 90.3 FM, lock on it, baby. Physics Gary Geiserman. WZBC.org. Play it on any, just about any player. You might have to type in the URL or whatnot. You can avoid the real nightmare and Microsoft Windows Media Nazi. The American public and the world American public think so little of media, they insist on using Windows and the 10,000 invisible cuts. Harsh but true of today's modern Fall Guy, the setup man for, you know, the universal dream of mankind, or humankind, more correctly. Happening now at a media player near you. Human Body, by far the best media player that ever exist around here, and getting better now very quickly. The equivalent of no more Windows, no more phone companies, Microsoft government liaison with various of the black ops of those worlds. Other industries. The superstars of the modern media age, all anonymous. Like the vast majority of the best artists, of course. They're all out there in our world today, right now.
Two people away from you.
And go flirt with some guys.
Okay, can you shut up for seriously 5 seconds?
Following a very...
I would say this moment right here might be one of the broader ones. The cut to this.
The debate still rages. Because this expression on Peter Stormare's face as he turns around...
I'm still surprised that people actually stayed involved in these characters.
You see in the newspapers where the ships leave the harbor and you see where some of them sink. It's dangerous for the ships to be on the ocean. You read where people lease their homes and the lessee, the people who rented a house, they tear it up. It's dangerous to let somebody move into your house.
Exactly so. Thank you, Sheila. But I wasn't referring to sensuality simulators. The word that I used was love. Love like the love of a child for its parents. I propose that we build a robot child who can love. A robot child who will genuinely love the parent or parents it imprints on with a love that will never end.
Physical discomfort that they were feeling?
Yeah, I was. I was at Boston City Hospital. I was a medical student. And I had just finished most of my MD, most of my PhD, and I was there to start working out patients as they came in the emergency room. And people would throw patients at you, say, you know, Mary Brown, 48, she's in the emergency room, pick her up, she's yours, and they're out of there. And no one had time to give you enough information. I would say, okay, Mary Brown, 48, and then I would just get this image in my mind. I'd say, oh, she's probably moderately obese. She's got green stretch pants. I would see Mary Brown. And I would say, oh, she thinks it's gallbladder. So on the way down to the ER, and the elevators were really slow and congested at that time, I would get agitated, so I did this little exercise on my clipboard. I'd say, okay, what would I do if someone had gallbladder? So I would take my little intellect books out, and I would say, oh, I need to find out where bilirubin is. Oh, I got to drag her to radiology, get her an ultrasound, got to check the whites of her eyes to see if she's jaundiced. So I'd write this down in my clipboard. By the time I got to the ER, I pulled the curtain over, and there she was, Mary Brown, lying on the gurney with these green stretch pants, clutching on the right side of her upper abdomen, saying, "Doctor, doctor, it's my gallbladder."
Slight interruption in the dance party for a moment or two. So if you have any corrections to make on that dance list, now's the time to be moral and ethical. Go ahead. The Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. I think we're at a halfway house right now. There's a lot of them, so it's not a minority I think I'll join. I keep seeking the smallest minority groups I can get into. Some of them don't even acknowledge me. WZBC 90.3 FM on the radio. And the internet, of course. Gotta have it. Gotta put it to the man, as it were. Maybe a ZBC.org channel. Just flick over there. If you have a video application, you can run one of those.
What's odd was that I did this several days in a row. Stretch pants.